Hi there. The word for you today is, are you growing spiritually? In Ephesians 4 and 15, the Bible says, in all things grow up into Him, that is, Christ. Spiritual growth doesn't happen automatically. You must desire to grow, decide to grow, discipline yourself, and delight in spiritual growth. You say, but my life is just too hard right now. Hey, a lot of folks have had it worse than you and grown into spiritual maturity, and a lot of folks have had it better than you and remained stuck in spiritual infancy. That's because they doubted their ability to grow, or drifted wherever the prevailing current took them, or delayed their growth thinking, I'll get around to it when things change. But you know what? It never happens. Growth always begins with a decision. Jesus said, follow me and be my disciple. Matthew 9:9, so Matthew got up and followed him. Now Matthew didn't understand all the implications of his decision. He simply decided to follow Jesus. And by the way, ended up writing the first book in the New Testament. That's all you need to get started, a decision. Nothing shapes your life like the decisions you make. If you want to know what you'll be like 20 or 30 years from now, stop and examine the commitments and priorities that are ruling your life at this moment. You see, it's at the point of commitment that most of us miss God's best, because we're afraid to really commit to anything. We make half-hearted commitments to too many things and end up frustrated because we chose the wrong things. And when we commit to the wrong choices, we end up living with regrets. Every choice has consequences, so choose wisely. Bottom line, Christ-likeness is the result of making Christ-like choices every day and then depending on Him to help you fulfill them, and He will. Ephesians 4:24 in the Message says, God accurately reproduces His character in you, so make your goal to grow spiritually.